did of tax in persons as presently are on where the activities that generate their income are carried out, it will be taxed on the basis of where that person is resident. So if a person is found to be resident in Zimbabwe, they will be taxed on income from any geographical source anywhere in the world relating to them. That's the major shift. There's also a consolidation of other taxes. Previously we had capital gains tax was treated under a separate act. Those concepts of capital gains and normal income tax would be brought into the same act to try and tax them all in one place. Look, the objective with this was when the government set out on the task of drafting this was, one, to look at simplifying the legislation.
Let me ask Mr. Mufukare, when we look at this new tax bill as head of the Employers Confederation, how do you view these changes?
I was talking to a tax expert this morning on this very bill. And what he was telling me was that although one of the purposes of this bill was to simplify tax collections, it was actually going to be resulting in a situation that is significantly more complicated than what we have now. I hear Hammond when he is talking about, we are now going to be doing resident-based rather than source-based. And can you imagine if what's now going to be happening for those people who might have some investments out of the country? So that investment has already been taxed where it was, and it comes in here, and you must now declare it and have it. So you are already looking at a situation where there is likely to be double taxation in quite a number of ways. And we, on the business side, we're looking really at the informal sector. That's where we see the scope as being. If we can find innovative ways of bringing in the informal sector into the tax regime, then we will certainly be collecting a lot more than we are collecting at the moment. But the informal sector is informal precisely because it's informal. We have to persuade them to want to come and be taxed. They have to see a benefit to them being taxed rather than operating the way that they are doing now. And frankly, we think this is where the authorities should have been directing their attention and energies. We want a situation where if people are paying a tiny little bit and they can carry out their business activities without harassment, that will certainly appeal to them.
Mr. Desfontaine, when we look at this issue of a resident taxing, what will that mean for those in the diaspora? And will there be a way to avoid this issue of double taxation?
The thing is, it is aiming to scope in persons who have linkages back to Zimbabwe. The aspect, particularly with individuals, is that they're looking to say that you could be considered a resident of Zimbabwe for tax purposes if you have a normal place of abode in Zimbabwe, and if you come to Zimbabwe at any time during the year of assessment. So if you have a normal place of abode and you come even one day, you potentially could be deemed to be tax resident in Zimbabwe and account for tax in Zimbabwe. The thing that is there, and what I would agree with what John was saying, is that administratively this is going to make things very complicated in terms of implementation, as a lot of this might just go around in a circle. If you look at, say, the example of a person who is, say, taxed in the U.S., or United Kingdom, and then potentially also taxed on that same income in Zimbabwe. If that person was to stick to the law, you'd have to put in a tax return, etc., in Zimbabwe in respect of all of that income. But at the end of the day, the Act still provides for double taxation relief. So through going through all this administration process, it may come to a point where there's actually no tax that is payable, but administratively, a person would have had to have gone through all of this. Also, additionally, if you don't have the systems in place to administer this adequately, an example would be is that you would have to integrate the immigration system into the tax system so that you know if someone came here for a day, whether they potentially should be in the net. So a lot of these are ideas by first world standard type ideas, but they've got to be backed with the right technology, the right processes and things to make it very easy for people to pay tax.
Mr. Mufukare, I'll ask you here about the issue of the informal sector. What is the business community saying to be able to draw in this sector?
What the business sector is looking at now is we are in the middle of a vicious liquidity crunch, and we are the economy really cannot grow at the rate that it would have been able to grow as long as we have this lack of money driving it. So we are now looking at a situation where we are saying the informal economy is supposedly doing very well. In fact, for your information, I was telling you I was in Washington last week. The information we got from the World Bank is that in 2012, received $1.6 billion from Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Now, this is the whole worldwide. And you are saying, look, if that money could have come in through the formal channels, we wouldn't have a liquidity crunch. So what we want to see now is, instead of the fiscal squeezing those who are already within its reach now, and I'm now talking of employees who are paying PE and everything else, if we could leave them a little bit more money in their pockets, some discretionary spending, that spending would definitely come straight back into the economy, because they would want to buy more things, and that would start driving up our capacity utilization, because having reached a high of 57%, we are now down to around 35-40% again. So really, we have to find ways of making this economy kick once again.
Mr. Desfontaine, looking at this issue of remittance, as it says in this tax bill.
Yes, it does. It does scope that in, because it scopes in any found income, any fortuitous income, anything where someone gives you any money, you could potentially be taxed on it. I suspect that the mechanism that will be put in place will be that there will be an introduction probably at some stage of a withholding tax at source. So when these things come through, or if they do come through official banking channels, they'll be taxed. It's always going to be the issue of once again, where things don't come in through formal channels, it becomes a difficult concept to tax. You can put in place all whatever presumptive taxes you like, but I think people will find a means of avoiding them if they have to. I would agree with John is that employees, companies, they're very stretched from a liquidity perspective. And I think there's a lot of mistrust that comes in as a result of introducing a new tax act where the traditional taxpayers are looked upon as having to continue to fund an increase in tax burden.
Mr. Mufukari, I'll end it here with you. Looking at the full scope of the tax bill, as an employer, what would you want to be changed when it comes to those who will be dealing with employees?
We just want more money into the employees' pockets. We really want to boost their spending power so that will drive the economy. I am not knowledgeable enough about the technicalities of this new tax act, but the general feeling is that it is going to be requiring more from the same people that are paying taxes now.